The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just want to start by saying it's good to get an important road win last week. Thought our kids were prepared and came to play early. Not pleased with how we handled the second half. Didn't finish with the intensity and focus that I want to see us have. And so made it very interesting at the end. Had to find a way to close it out, and were able to do that. So that was positive on both sides of the ball in our final possessions to be able to execute effectively and then come away with the win. So now we have a chance to flush that one. Excited to be 4-1 at this stage of the season, and now headed to Columbus to take on a great football team. So great challenge, great opportunity for our program, and I know that our players are excited for this chance to go on the road again and spend time together as a team and go play our best football at kickoff. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions on the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Coach. As you look at Ohio State's offense, the number 14, K.J. Hill, is his name. What just stands out about what he sort of brings to their attack? He's sort of the man they look to maybe in clutch situations, et cetera. Well, what stands out to you?
Well, pretty much what you just said. You know, we always look at guys and say, you know, hey, who do they go to when they need something? And who comes through for them in the clutch? And that's the guy that sticks out to me, you know. And just from watching the film, he's just tough. He's gritty. He's athletic. He gets the tough yards. He's, you know, got the ball skills to make the plays you want in that area. And then he can do something with it when he's got in his hands. So he's the guy you want on your team and the guy you go to at those critical times. So really, really good football player.
What is the growth you've seen in your quarterback, Peyton Ramsey, over the last several weeks? What are you most pleased about when you see him, when you watch him play in number two? Where can he still get better?
Well, I think the improvement area has come in his poise and confidence of knowing where to take the ball, very patient in the pocket with his eyes downfield. You know, anytime you got a guy that can run the ball a little bit, you know, he's sometimes, as he's, you know, younger in his career, he runs too quickly without, you know, keeping his eyes downfield. He's doing a better job of that and being patient. And then if he has to run, he'll run. If not, he'll create time and space for our receivers to get open and get key first downs, which is what he did last week. So he's just gotten better. You know, he's a year older, he's bigger, faster, stronger. He's just such a competitor, and our team believes in him. So he just keeps growing and keeps leading, and glad he plays for the Hoosiers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tom. Indiana's played Ohio State tough in recent years, certainly, even though Indiana hasn't won in a while. How much of a factor is just overall roster depth and the inability or the difficulty in getting over the hump? And Ohio State can just kind of, when guys get tired, churn in players who are four-star guys, and it's just tougher for programs like IU.
It is. That's the challenge, you know, and I'm not bashful about saying that. You know, I said it a year ago at the end of the season. I said it after that game last year. You know, we just kind of ran out of gas, you know, throughout that game, and they just wore us down, you know. And so bottom line is that was about recruiting and about player development, and so we've been addressing those issues, you know, since last season. It's not going to be fixed overnight. I feel like we're getting closer in that area, but we're a very young football team overall this year, and so we do have more depth, but we don't have the same kind of depth that I want us to have. And so it's a process of growing that, and it's playing a lot of guys, which we've tried to do, and more so than we have in the past, and we'll continue to do that. And so to me, it's about player development, roster management with the redshirt opportunity we have this year, and being able to keep recruiting at a level that allows us to bring more good players to Indiana so we can compete and play at a high level on game day.
I know, obviously, you don't know every other team's roster all that well, but how much of a gap is there between Ohio State and the rest of the league in terms of just that depth?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's really the game-changer component. You know, I think at this point, it's a don't know if I'd use the word significant difference, but it's a pretty strong difference. And I think that that's to credit them for being able to recruit a high number of guys that are extremely talented, and they're able to bring in, you know, and on special teams have very talented players that there's not much of a drop-off when ones and twos are replaced. And so, you know, injuries happen, things happen throughout the season. So, you know, I know other teams have, you know, Coach Meyer, when he got to Ohio State, has really elevated the level of recruiting, I think, in the entire conference. And that's his influence, and the ability to do that has made the Big Ten better, you know, as I've seen, you know, us attract more explosive players, guys that can do a lot of things on both sides of the ball in space. And so I just think that we're all chasing Ohio State.
Thanks, Tom. Say hi to my son on campus, please.
No, I sure will. Thank you, buddy.
And your next question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom. It's obviously been more than a month since Morgan Ellison was suspended. I know you've said previously that you meet with him, but what is he able to do with the team? Is he able to sit in position meetings, or is he practicing?
Well, the bottom line is that he's been allowed to be with our team and recently, and we still have no answer yet for his game opportunities, but has been allowed to be around us on a consistent basis now, which has helped. And so, but we still don't know the long-term future yet, and so we're just taking it day by day. But being with him each day has helped, and it's helped him, and it's helped us, and enjoyed being able to get that back in order.
Does that mean he's practicing?
Yes.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Garrett Stepien, BuckeyeSports.com.
Hi, Tom. Last year, I think you had a quote after the Ohio State game where you said that they had first five-round draft picks on the defensive line. I'm just wondering, going into this season, despite Nick Bosa's absence, what do you think of Ohio State's defensive line this year, specifically with a guy like Chase Young?
Yeah, well, he's impressive. I mean, he's just so long, and I thought that he really, as I watched him throughout the season on film, just keeps getting better and better. And you know, obviously losing Bosa is a tough blow for any team, but just the depth of talent on their defensive line continues to impress me. I mean, I know it's a hard position to recruit to find those guys. They're hard to get, and they just have so many of them. I mean, I just look at their whole roster, and there's just so many talented players. And you know, I've coached in other conferences and all, and played a lot of good football teams, and so they're right there with the best of the best, and it's impressive. But they're so well coached too. That's the thing. I mean, I love watching them play. You know, unless it's up close and personal when you're playing them, but I just respect the hard work that they put in and how well coached they are, how hard they play, and they're gifted. You know, so yeah, they just keep rolling them in, and there's just a lot of next man up, it seems like, there, and that's what you want, and that's what they're doing, and that's, you know, the elite teams. You know, I'm a defensive guy. Those elite teams have great D-lines and great D-linemen and great D-line coaches, so they have all of the above.
Yeah, and Ohio State's defense has kind of had a tendency of giving up big plays this year. How does that change the way that you attack on offense?
Well, you know, they make it so hard on you, you know, so if you can find a way to create a big play, that's a huge positive, you know, and just going through trying to figure out what we believe we can do, and that's obviously part of our plan is to find the you know, advantages we can gain in certain situations to get the ball in our guys' hands that can create a big play and move the chains, and, you know, you want to be able to control the ball as best you can as well. You know, you want to get first downs. That's a key thing. You know, you don't want to give their offense the ball too much and too much time for them. And so that's the balance you want to have, you know. But every big play we can create, we're going to do everything we can to create that and try to find any matchup we can you know, take advantage of. And they're hard. There's the chinks in the armor are hard to find against what they do.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, buddy.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.